Good morning, sleepyhead. Baby. You look so tired. You know, we both need to get up and get ready for work. Even if this time together is nice, I need to get up and get ready. You know? I know I miss you too, baby. Whenever I have to go to work, I always miss you. I wish I could stay with you all day. You know I always miss you. Can we stay in bed for 5 more minutes? Really, baby? Well, if you're gonna ask so cutely, then maybe 5 more minutes isn't so bad. You always get exactly what you want, don't you? Always so spoiled. You know, if we get 5 more minutes extra in bed, then we're really gonna need to rush that shower this morning. But I guess since it's so warm and comfy, I guess I don't mind. And you don't either, right? Gosh, you're so cute. Even in the morning when your hair is all messy, you have the most pinchable cheeks. Even if you hate when I pinch them, it's not my fault you were born with such an adorable face. Even when you try to look all tough, I can't help but see how adorable you are. If we're gonna lay here like this, do you wanna at least cuddle me? 5 extra minutes in bed, we need to make it worth it. Put your head on my lap, or you could even go on my chest or my shoulder. Whatever you want, baby. Yeah, that's fine, I promise. Just put your head right here, okay? And get nice and comfy. I love you so much, baby. You're always so sleepy. So tired, but you always have to keep going. The fact that you're so vulnerable right now. Yeah, you're so comfortable with me. I like this. I like you trusting me. You don't mind if I rub your arm, right? Just a little bit. Just because you're so soft. Oh, you're so cute. Really? I woke you up a little bit. just being able to be held. If I were you, I feel like that would make me so much sleepier. I don't know if I would be able to stay awake. But that's good. Usually when I wake up, I have to make myself get out of bed right away. And I know you always don't like it because you always whine for me to get right back in bed. But I always make you breakfast, so it's not that bad, is it? Sometimes I wish I could stay in bed and just stare at that face of yours. Be able to lay here and feel your warmth like this. This is finally the morning, isn't it? I guess I'm not always this needy every morning. Usually I can just suck it up and hold myself back. Plus, you usually are pretty busy in the morning too, but if we get up at the same time, we're always running around and doing our own things. But when we're lazy like this, I don't know that I can hold myself back. You're just so cute. So, so cute. And when you smile at me just like that, and you give me that stupid smile of yours that tells me that you're so happy, that it lets me know that you're happy to be with me. God, I love you so much. I really do. I feel like I fall more in love with you every single day. You know, I didn't mean to wake you up anymore, baby. I'm sorry. I don't want you to get up yet. I want you to stay right here with me. And just let me enjoy this. Enjoy how warm and cozy this is. God. Has anyone ever told you that you are so, so warm? Even when you have barely anything warming you up, your body heat is just insane. I feel like even in the winter, we don't even need a heater. It's all you. But I guess that's what happens when you have a girlfriend who's as cold as I am, right? You always tell me I'm so, so cold. My hands are never, ever warm. I guess that's good when I want to freak you out, right? One little tap and you just jolt. Just like this. I don't mean to put it on your back and scare you, but it's so cute. And of course, I want to hold you like this. It's only fair that I get to cuddle my precious baby. I don't know who's enjoying this more, though. I guess you could argue either way. All I know is this is something I've wanted for a long time. A long, long time. Just to be together with you. Be close with you and be happy. Just to step away from everything. Everything in the world and let you be the only thing I think about. It's a little embarrassing to admit, but you are one of the few things I think about. Every single day I sit working, but the only thing I look forward to is coming home to you. I know it's a little cringe to say, but I guess in a way, you are my world. You're all I really care about. I care about making you happy, making you proud. And I know you always want to spoil me too, but it goes both ways, you know? My baby. My baby. Oh, how I love you. I really do. You know, if we keep laying here like this, I think we might be late to our shower. And if we're late to our shower, you know what that means. We're probably both gonna be late to work. I know your boss doesn't really care, but I don't think I can tell my boss that my excuse for being late was cuddling with you. I honestly might get made fun of by the entire workplace. My coworkers like to tease me as is for talking about you so much. Do you like to talk about me too? Really? Are you being serious? There's no way your coworkers get jealous of you. You're lying to me, right? Or just telling some dramatic story to make me feel better? You're being serious. There's no way. Baby, what are you telling them? Are you making up some big tale about how I spoil you with a full course meal or something? Hopefully you don't have to lie about me to make them think I'm a pretty good girlfriend, right? I do spoil you a lot, I guess, but I didn't think it was that much. You know, I just want you to feel loved. I want you to know that I love you. And I guess by the way you talk, you feel pretty loved. Which is fine by me. I'll keep making sure you feel loved, my darling. But I think right now, we have other things to worry about. We need to get ready, baby. Don't worry, I'll be here. But let's get up, okay? Yes, I still love you. Just because I want to get up doesn't mean I don't love you. I just don't want to be late for work, okay? Now go on. Let's get ready, baby.